सैड आजकल वेरी मैड फिर तो बड़ी सैड आजकल वेरी मैड न खाती पीती दोनों को ना मुश्किल प्यार के आजकल वेरी बैड है जी फिर तो बड़ी सैड है जी आजकल वेरी मैड है जी फिर तो बड़ी सैड है जी
Guys, welcome to a new episode of Chaat Masala. This is Basanti, and I have my co-host with me, Paro.
Hi, everyone. This is middle of October. We are heading towards the holidays. We've got some really great movies to talk about. Not so much in the gossip area, though.
Yeah, well, which that's good. That's my favorite.
So when we initially started putting the list together, we were trying to actually find different things to talk about, and it seems like SRK's Edinburgh visit was pretty successful.
Yeah, he got a doctorate, an honorary doctorate. I haven't watched the speech myself, but I heard that it was really good and everyone's been praising it all over social media.
Yeah, so he's, I watched it a little bit, but first, he's so articulate. And it's funny because I've never seen him speak out of, written paper. So he had like about 6 pages.
Yeah.
Speech written that he kind of read out. I mean, he was obviously SRK, but I think he did better in question and answers than actually the speech itself, just because he's more natural and, he's real when he's answering questions. But the one thing I really liked about it was that he talked through his movies. So, they asked him to give people life lessons. So he talked through his movies. So I think the movies he covered were, and it was interesting because he would give, he would say, okay, my first lesson is from the movie, Dilwale. I'm trying to remember what it's, Guddu. And then he'll explain what the movie was about. And the way he would explain it, he would make fun of the movie about how many times he dies and he gets back in life and goons kill him. And then somehow his brain tumor gets cured, but his wife's eyes goes away.
That's adorable.
So he just makes fun of the movies. And so he did, I think he did like a few, he did Chamatkar, Deewana, Guddu. So things that we don't know. And then obviously he did Kabhi Khushi Gham and everything like that. But then he didn't talk about those because he knows they were popular.
Uh-huh.
It was a fun, interview. And it felt good just the amount of love he gets. There were so many Indians as well as, Britishers who were sitting there saying I love you and screaming out of their lungs. So it was good to see. And he looked really suave and smart.
Yeah, I saw this other speech a few years ago. So he keeps getting called to universities to speak. And it was at Yale, I think. It was the daughter of Mukesh Ambani,
mm-hmm.
who was studying there, and she arranged the whole thing through Indian Student Association at Yale. And it was the same thing. He was so engaging. I saw all of these people, like from all races, just sitting there, just like mesmerized by him. Whether they were, Asian, whether they knew him, regardless of everything, he's a great speaker, and he's hilarious, and he's he makes fun of himself, and that's endearing. So, and that's the way Bollywood should be done when you're explaining to someone, who's new to it. So, yeah, so I can totally see SRK pulling that off.
Talking about the cons, have you heard about the Salman and Amir disagreement? Is there official confirmation there was disagreement? Are they just mad? What's going on?
I mean, is there really ever official confirmation about things, fights? They were named, and then there was a blind item by Raji Mustand, Exactly, yeah. So saying that they, Amir Khan is just like poking fun at Salman Khan for his acting and saying, I'm so glad you're doing Prem Ratan Dhan Payo, which we should talk about, by the way.
Yes.
And, how finally you're like becoming a serious actor and not just like, doing the Salman Khan single screen film. So I think he got pissed off with that and there was just some feud there.
Did Do you think it's mainly because Salman Sultan and Amir Khan's Dangal are basically the same story, right? It's about the real life story of the wrestler.
Right.
So it's basically, right. And essentially they're releasing around the same time in Eid or something, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that's the reason as well. And I mean, I don't know. They also brought Shah Rukh Khan into it. I mean, in the Blind Item, did you read about that?
No.
They were like, Salman Khan and Amir Khan have always had a weird relationship with Shah Rukh Khan, and they've bonded over that fact.
Yes.
But, which we all know, you know, the three Khans and their relationship. But apparently Salman Khan told Amir Khan, if Shah Rukh Khan is better, at least he's honest about how he feels and he doesn't, like, whatever. So they brought him also.
Oh, my goodness.
It sounded like totally like a high school fight.
But it's interesting that the last couple of years have been an Amir Salman show, because I'm just thinking back that Shah Rukh Khan hasn't really had any big movies come out in the last 3 years. But now he's got Dilwale, he's got Reese,
yeah,
he's got one more coming out, right? He had three big movies coming out.
Yeah, the three of them kind of just always have been fluttering up and down.
Yeah.
They remain the big three. Like, for example, there was a time I remember when Neha Dubrair used to say, nothing except sex and Shah Rukh Khan sex. Like, that was the early to mid-2000s when Chaste was coming out, when Veer Zara was coming out.
Yes.
And then Salman Khan kind of took over, and Amir just slowly built himself up.
Yeah.
So, like, it's always been a little bit of all three. But, yeah, he's not had any big, he's not had a really big release.
In a while, in about 2 years or so, right?
Yeah.
So looking forward to some Shah Rukh Khan time.
And looking forward to Amir and Salman growing up.
Yes, I know. So talking about Shah Rukh Khan's new movies, there is a big kind of clash on Dilwale and Baji Rao Mastani dates.
Yeah, so there are two big, big, big movies. And do you remember the last time this happened? This happened with Om Shanti Om and Sanjay Leela Bhansali's Savariya. And they both went out.
That doesn't set up a good precedent for this situation.
No, it doesn't. And the thing is that both, I remember at that time, they both were releasing on the same date. Trade analysts were like, please don't do it. It's bad for business for both of you. Like, you take eat at each other's business. And Sanjay Leela Bhansali was very egotistical. And he was like, no, I'm going to release it on this date. And then Shah Rukh Khan was like, I can hold my own. And it happened the second time around. Same thing is happening.
I know, that's terrible, because I want, to be honest, it would be hard for me to choose on the day which one to watch, because both, obviously, I want to watch a Shah Rukh Khan and Kajol come back, why not? And Baji Rao, and we'll talk a little bit about the song that just came out, looks amazing, and Deepika looks great. It's interesting that Baji Rao has the two SRK girls, if you will, Deepika and Priyanka. Maybe Priyanka not so much anymore. But the rumors are that both of them have reached out to him in different ways to ask him to move.
I think it was a Blind Item that said, you know, a leading lady, one of SRK's favorites, she's, you know, acted with him, she started her career with him, which I think is Deepika.
Yep.
Reached out to SRK. I mean, it's not definitely not Priyanka. So, yeah, reached out to SRK and said, please, can you change the date? It's my big release now. That was the quote. And then SRK responded in a very SRK way, where he was like, no, if you can say this out loud, if you can say it on Twitter or in public, that
yes.
I want SRK to change the date because I don't think our film can hold its own in front of his, then I will change it. And then the actress got pissed, rightfully
so.
Right?
I mean, this is all so incestuous. Everything is.
It really is. And I also think, I mean, Sanjay Leela's Savariya was with two newcomers, and it didn't look so good.
No.
I feel like this looks really grand. It has three amazing actors, three A-listers. Like, you know, it's Baji Rao Mastani looks amazing. So I don't think it's such a good decision for Dilwale to go up against it. I mean, Kajol is, it's almost a comeback. I mean, I know she's had like five comebacks, but it really, like, she's kind of faded from the public eye now. Varun Dhawan doesn't have that power.
Yeah.
But I guess, I mean, both of them are up for the challenge. So, I mean, what are you going to do?
Yes. And it's great to see, just talking about, you know, Baji Rao Mastani, I really like Ranveer's look. Even though he's not his classic, you know, kind of romantic hero kind of thing. But he plays the anti-hero really well, and I'm really excited for that.
Yeah, the other thing about that is that I kept seeing Ranveer, Priyanka, and Deepika standing together, and I would always think Priyanka and Deepika look phenomenal. Like, they look so beautiful and so mature.
Yes.
And I don't want Ranveer to sit there, like, as Baji Rao and look like a boy.
Yes, you know? But he doesn't. And I thought, oh, my gosh.
A lot of his appearances with the bald head, I felt like he looked like a boy. But they made it work. Like, I totally believed that he was Baji Rao and he looked majestic and everything.
Yes, so super excited about that.
Speaking of Priyanka, I also heard rumors of Dawn 3 being made. And then, okay, so my favorite thing about Dawn is totally Roma and Dawn. Jungly Billy and Dawn. Like, that's what makes it work for me. And I heard that she's being replaced by Katrina.
I hope not.
Come on. I mean, that's like...
But I didn't Farhan Akhtar come and say that if there's any news about Dawn 3, I will come out and say it. And then the writer said we're still writing the script and the actors are, you know, are still the same or something like that?
Yes, Ritesh Shivani said that the actors, the cast hasn't changed. But the thing with me is that whenever there are rumors like this that are persistent. So the first rumor was Priyanka is not going to come back.
Yes.
Then Ritesh Shivani wrote that. And then media again reported that no, Katrina is looking to be replaced. Then Katrina's spokesperson said no, she's not been asked. But the thing about it is that I remember this with Ram Leela, okay, Priyanka was asked to be Leela and Ranveer was Ram.
Yes.
And then Priyanka was removed from the project and Deepika was asked. And this was going around and Deepika completely denied it until 2 months later when she was officially on the project and Priyanka was doing that, you know, song number. So, I mean, I, whenever I hear rumors like that, I feel like there's something, it's coming from somewhere. So I'm worried because I really don't want to watch Dawn with someone else because the whole thing is that Dawn is this evil guy and he has this love for Roma or like this weirdness with Roma, which kind of, you know, takes away a little bit. That's why you root for him and root for them. So I don't know. I'm sad about that. I don't want to see that happen.
I know. I've also heard that they might... completely waver from the script. So I read somewhere that, again, these are all, you know, rumors and gossip because they still don't have confirmation on Priyanka at all. But they might waver from what we know about the script all the way. So it'll be interesting to see where it goes. I mean, Farhan Akhtar is a smart guy. He knows what works and what's drawing people in. So we'll see.
We'll see. The other thing that I want to talk about, I know that we covered Vice films when it was first coming out, it was, you know, first few movies, and it's taken a different turn. I've been watching the Man's World YouTube series.
Yes.
And I thought that was really interesting.
Yes, I haven't watched all of the episodes, and I know that there's multiple. I watched the first trailer with all the different actors, you know, with Kalki, Pariniti, it's an interesting take on how why Films is doing this.
Yeah, and then I watched another trailer of a film that's coming out, or like I don't know if it's a YouTube series, or I'm not sure what format it'll be in, but it's called Bang Baja Barat, like,
yes,
like Bang Bang. and that was also interesting. It wasn't like very innovative in terms of story, but it was just like quirky, fun, cute, light, and it had a vibrator in it, which I thought was a huge departure from like Dilwale Dulhania Le Jayenge,
or even Band Baja Barat.
So I just thought it was a huge departure, so I'm excited to see what they do. I've always thought that we have a market for like teeny bopper films, like in the US, and we've never really explored that, and this would be a fun way to do it.
Yes, and I hope it's more than a YouTube series, but at least for a start, I think YouTube would be great. And just giving people, and I really like the model of, you know, Netflix or Hulu. So I'm hoping India jumps on the bandwagon and creates something like that where you're able to watch, you know, the entire series or entire movie released at once.
Right, yeah. I think there's a market for that in India. I know that people watch House of Cards and stuff in India. Yes. So anyway.
Awesome. So I think that's it for the gossip. I know a little light this week, but that just tells us that there's lots of movies and trailers that we have to talk about. So we'll come back after the song with new trailers and then two film reviews of Jazba and Sing Is Bling.
खड़े हैं पिस गए जैसे दलदल तेरे चंचे के नीचे ही खड़े हैं फंस गए जैसे दलदल गुलाबो जरा इत्र गिरा दो
trailers. The one that I really want to talk about and that I've been waiting for forever is Tamasha.
Yes.
So it's directed by Imtiaz Ali, produced by Sajid Nadiawala and UTV, and written by Imtiaz Ali, starring Ranbir Kapoor and Deepika Padukone, and the music is by A.R. Rahman.
So I have been waiting for this because obviously we knew that Ranbir and Deepika were in a movie together and we were waiting for it to come out, and finally it has. It looks really great. But, you know, as Imtiaz Ali does really well, the Corsica background is stunning. The premise is really super simple. There's this guy who is off his, you know, he has a very simple life. He decides to go take a vacation, a trip out of the world, you know, out of the world and become somebody else for this vacation trip. Goes to Corsica, meets Deepika, who's also in that vacation mode. You know, they have fun and then they go back to their lives. And then what happens? So right. The premise is super, super simple. But I mean, the chemistry between the two is undeniable. They just seem like great friends who like, you know, who have a amazing chemistry. And added to that, the background of Corsica is just, it looks like a winner.
Yeah, it really does. And the thing about Imtiaz Ali that he does really well is the conversation, the chemistry, you know. Even his first film, Sochana Tha, Jab We Met, Love Aajkal, it all had the characters had such good chemistry because of their conversations, and you could see it build over time. And that's what I felt like I saw in the trailer, just between Ranbir and Deepika. And they both are so comfortable with each other, and I like them so much together. And it was really nice to watch. Again, the story, I wasn't really sure where it was going. And he also was able to bring, like, this dramatic element to it. Like, it's a simple story. It happens all the time. He made Ranbir seem two-faced in his vacation
yes.
and normal life mode, and that seemed a little sinister and full of drama. So it was interesting, and I can't wait to watch it.
Agreed. So this release is on November 27th, so we'll be keeping an eye for it.
Yeah, I can't wait to review it to you guys.
So the next one is Prem Ratan Dhan Payo. So... one that I was really excited about because Suraj Barjatya and Salman Khan, I mean, the combo of, you know, is amazing, as everybody knows. They haven't been together since Maine Pyar Kiya. I mean, all the cards were lined up. And even
right.
Sonam being there wasn't, I mean, it, you know, it was an odd choice for Salman Khan, but fine, you know, it was there. And so super excited. But the trailer just didn't do it for me.
No, it didn't. I was really looking for the feel of Maine Pyar Kiya and the feel of Suraj Barjatya more than... Even Vivaah had this feel, right?
Yes.
Like, it just felt beautiful and, like, pure. And, you know, the love story was just, like, so good. And I just was waiting for that. And it was just... Suraj Barjatya in the, like, the weirdest way. Like, it went back, like, half a century, you know? And that felt a little strange. And it seemed Sonam was a misfit in that role for some reason. And Salman Khan just looked old and overbuffed. And it just...
Yeah,
it just
like, I was... You know
well.
What I was hoping for? I was hoping for, you know, that Hum Aapke Hain Kaun or even Hum Saath Saath Hain, kind of Salman Khan, which is like very warm face. Like he is milder, he is not stern. And there's even, I know the Suraj Barjate didn't direct this movie, but Salman Khan and Aishwarya Rai in Hum Dil De Chuke Sanam, there is something right. that's so warm about him. And I was hoping Suraj Barjatya would get that back, but no, he's just more of him. I just,
yeah.
And there was no connection between the two. Like there wasn't even like hidden smiles between Salman Khan and Sonam.
Yeah. I agree with all of that. Salman Khan just, it just felt like you took him from one of his, you know, like action movies and just placed him in this weird setting.
Yes.
But he did not fit. And that disappointed me. Like I felt like maybe the movie should have been made with some other actor. Like Shahid Kapoor pulled off Vibha in a way.
Yes.
And in an age where Vibha was almost impossible to pull off, you know, like we were not watching Vibha in 2007. We were not thinking about arranged marriage and
yes.
like that beautiful love. But it worked, and it worked really well. And I just feel like maybe Salman Khan is not able to pull that out anymore. So anyway, I'm disappointed. I'm
yes.
gonna watch it because it has Sonam and Salman, and it looks grand.
It does,
like,
and that's, you know, obviously it has a Hum Aapke Hain Kaun kind of grandeur with the families. It's got Anupam Kher, so it's got the right mix.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, they didn't show us something in the trailer. It doesn't look like the leading pair are doing that well.
No, and the song. Oh my God, I was stuck in my head, and that's not a good thing.
No, so we were,
it feels like like half a century old, doesn't
yes.
it? It doesn't fit.
It does
who's,
not at all.
Who's singing this? Who's like driving the car and on a highway and listening to Prem Ratan Dhan Payo? Like who?
So to that end, we won't actually play that song for you, but we'll play something from A.R. Rahman's Tamasha because that's just got some great tunes. So we'll be right back after this tune. Was a great song from Tamasha, but we are on to the next trailer, which may not be as great, which is Hate Story 3. So a little bit of premise here. So I haven't, to be honest, watched either or any of the Hate Stories. In fact, I didn't even know this was the third one. I kept thinking it's Hate Story 2, but this is 3. And it doesn't seem like they're connected. They're just the idea of revenge, really, or something like that. It doesn't seem like each of them were connected, or am I wrong?
No, I don't think they're connected either. I haven't watched the Hate Stories as well because I don't think either of us spent time watching them. But it doesn't seem connected. It's just a story about hate or revenge or the passion of hate. Passion being the key word.
Yeah, so So this one, basically, you know, if anybody has ever watched the Sharon Stone Indecent Proposal, this is what that's the premise of the story. You know, so this neighbor comes in, or this business partner comes in and gives an indecent proposal to Sharman Joshi's girl, which is Zareen Khan. So straightforward, done it 100 times. But of course, Vishal Pandya does it in that hate story way where there's about 50 sex scenes.
Right. And it's just disgusting. Okay, can we just talk about the cast of the movie? Is Sharman Joshi?
Why Sharman Joshi?
I don't know. I mean, I know that I haven't... Okay, to be honest, I've not seen him since Rangi Basanti, which basically speaks to my own, you know, I've kind of led to the decline of his career, right? Like, that was 2007, and I haven't seen him since 2007. But, I mean, I didn't know that he fell this hard and this fast and this low to go to Hate Story 3. He's a really good actor, and I just don't know why he's doing stuff like this. Anyway, Karan Singh Grover, I can't stand. I don't even know. Imran Hashmi had something, you know, to give. There was something about him that you were like, okay, this guy is like kind of okay to watch. Something about Karan Singh Grover just does not sit well with me. It's again, I think it's all the muscles and the, you know, I just don't know. There's something weird off about him. So I don't know why they keep putting him in these movies.
Yeah, but the whole star cast, like, I feel like Zareen Khan, I thought was doing okay. I mean, I know she doesn't have great movies, but it didn't seem like she was desperate enough to do a Hate Story 3. And then Sharman Joshi as well. So I was super surprised. I mean, Daisy Shah, I get, because I think she was in the old ones. I don't know, but I think I get that. But I don't, and Karan, you know, Karan Singh as well. But I don't get why Zareen Khan and or Sharman Joshi need to do that.
I think Zareen Khan was done. I don't think she's done some, you know, a Salman Khan movie. She was brought out by Salman Khan, and then she kind of failed, like a lot of Salman Khan heroines.
Yes.
So I don't think Zareen Khan had, you know, anything going on, and that's right. Yeah, Sharman Joshi was the biggest shock to me. Karan Singh Grover is the biggest, you know, disappointment for me. Yes. So I'm not looking forward to this. It releases on 4th December, and yeah, I'm not looking forward to it.
Yep, not something we'd want to watch.
Yeah, I hope something else releases so we don't have to review it.
I know, that would be painful. So the last one we've got is the much-awaited Bajirao Mastani. So this is, I think the trailer was out a little while ago, but the song really kind of puts a great finishing touch to what, you know, for the kind of the trailer and the anticipation factor. So it's going to be released December 18th. Of course, it's a Sanjay Leela Bhansali film. It's got Ranveer, Deepika, and Priyanka Chopra.
Oh my God, it looks amazing. Like, I'm so excited for it. Like, I thought Ram Leela was grand, but this is just, like, on another scale. I haven't seen anything like it. I feel like the only thing I can compare it to is, like, Mughal Azam, you know? That's what it reminds me of. So, Deepika looks stunning. So, she was the focus of the song.
Yes.
So, she just looks stunning. She's so gorgeous, like, alien-like gorgeous. It was a beautiful song. There wasn't that much dancing, but she did well. Ranveer looks fantastic. He does not look young in any way, which I thought that he would in compared to the two women.
Mm-hmm.
And Priyanka Chopra also, like, you know, held her own. Like, she looked like the wife sitting in a corner with two other wives. Like, it was all good.
I really liked, so there's a couple of things that I thought this was great. So one of the fears I had was sometimes Sanjay Leela Bhansali goes a little overboard on everything around the set. And so I was worried that would overpower kind of all the three actors. Less about Ranveer, because I think he can hold his own. I was worried about Deepika and Priyanka. But, I mean, even the expressions on their faces, so warm, so light. I mean, Suraj Barjatia might as well learn a few things from Sanjay Leela Bhansali, just purely because the warmth in their faces and expression really brought out the story and the song, and you want to know more, versus the Prem Ratan Dhan Payo song, where it was just more about the set than each of those two actors.
Yeah, right, I agree. They really, and I don't think this movie could have been made with anyone else. Like, I feel like the three of them just have this amazing chemistry. Like, even between them, like Priyanka and Deepika Ranveer, Priyanka Ranveer, you know, everyone has really great chemistry. And I'm really looking forward to this movie. I think this will be my pick over Dilwale. Sorry, SRK.
Oi, don't say that. I think we'll have to see the trailer to know.
oh my god, this is just gonna be an experience. Like, I'm so, it's like Om Shanti Om or like Mughli Azam, like I said, it's like a whole experience. You have to go see it. So I think this wins for me, but I'll hold out for Dilwale. So this is the end of our trailer section. We'll be back with our movie review. We'll be reviewing Singh Is Bling and we'll be reviewing Jadhva. So come back for that and hope you enjoy the song.
Yeah.
All right, welcome back. This is the last section, the film review section. I know it's the most awaited, but to be truthful, these two movies were hard to watch for both of us. We are excited about next week when we have Shandar. But for now, let's start with Jazba. So it was an Aishwarya Rai comeback film. When I say it's an Aishwarya comeback film, it's literally only Aishwarya. Obviously, they've got a few supporting actors, which is Irfan Khan, Chandan Roy, Sanyal. There's actually Jackie Shroff there for a little bit. And then Siddhant Kapoor.
Also Shabana Azmi.
Yes, who was actually the most decent in the film.
I mean, that's no surprise. But even it was painful for me to see her watch, like, do that role. I was just like, I love Shabana.
I know.
It was like Sharma Joshi, you know.
So anyway. The premise is, you know, as the trailer kind of let it out as well. So she's Aishwarya Rai plays a lawyer, and she is a single mother. And you know, the villain of the film is kidnaps her daughter and asks her to free the rapist. And you know, and obviously the story is all about motherhood and what you would do for your child.
The story was actually fine. It's a remake of a South Korean film called 7 Days. And similarly, Aishwarya Rai has, I think, 4 days or something to find to solve the case get this man free. And it was interesting. It was kind of intriguing. You were wondering who the kidnapper was. You were wondering which one of these characters kidnapped the child. Did the guy really rape and kill the victim of the case? But I just felt like Aishwarya Rai completely ruined it with her overacting. And then small things in the film just bugged me. Like she, you know, like it started with a sequence of her working out, which I felt like was, you know, the director saying, hey, look, she's back in shape. Like,
yes,
just, like,
I know, exactly. And that's why, you know, I know last time when we did the trailer, we accidentally said she's a cop instead of a lawyer. But that's the reason, is because there was so much focus on her working out. Even the scene where she's running and she looks, you know, there's a parent-teacher running conference or whatever that was. There's an event, and she turns around to see her child not there. Her expression is ridiculous because the child could have gone to the bathroom.
Yeah, exactly. I just thought there was so much overacting in this. And I was just thinking about anyone else playing this. And I know we thought of Priyanka Chopra last time, but Priyanka Chopra would have done a decent job at this.
Yes.
You know, Rani Mukherjee has done stuff like this and done a decent job. Like, not only are these kinds of films annoying because they are so, like, in your face and over the top, and trying to make a message, and which is fine to have a message in your film, but to, like, throw it in people's faces without a story, without the great actors,
yes,
is annoying. And Aishwarya Rai took a not-so-decent film to an even worse level with her acting, with her presence.
And, I mean, I like Irfan Khan, but come on, what is, like, he does that role so many times, too cool, you know, almost shady cop, where he wears his sunglasses everywhere, even in the inside a courtroom. I mean, it's ridiculous.
There's this way that he talks that annoys me, because that never changes.
Yes.
No matter what character he's playing, it's always the same, and I'm just like, he's a good actor. I loved him in, like, stuff like Lunchbox. But these Bollywood roles that he takes up, they're the same. I guess for a fat paycheck he would do it. But, it's just disappointing. As a fan of Irfan Khan, I was just disappointed.
And I think the last 30 minutes were the best of the film, because I think the tempo rises and there's a lot of twists and turns, and, you know, there's a lot of drama. And it's a decent, gritty climax. It's just waiting 2 hours to get there is very painful.
Yeah, and Aishwarya Rai, I'm just sorry, I can't watch her. I just can't.
And
like,
I really wish that she had done, yes, and I really wish that she had done a different movie for her comeback, if you will. And I know she doesn't like being a comeback because she's done advertising, but as an acting comeback, I would prefer if she'd done a more romantic, warm, soft film, just to get her back in the midst sort of everything, versus this random action-oriented, which, by the way, I don't even understand why that's important in the film. Why that she can fight physically was important in the film.
It wasn't important. And it really almost felt insulting to her, insulting to the audience, to take a story and then force this working out fitness thing into it.
Yes.
Just to show that you know what I mean? Like,
yes,
the movie was empowered by this actor's star power.
Yes.
Which sucks, which should not be done, and which is how a film is bad. Like, that's when you know a film is bad. A story has been compromised for the actor or the star.
But do you realize that she produced the film too?
Yeah, I know she got a huge like profit sharing.
Yeah, which is terrible because the movie is not doing, it's barely getting even 30 crores. So movie's not doing well, and she didn't take a fees for this, so, well.
Well, what are you going to do? Speaking of seeing Aishwarya in a soft romantic role, I know that she has fought in Ye Dil Hai Mushkil or something, Dil Mushkil.
Yes.
Which is Karan Johar's next film with Anushka Sharma and Ranbir Kapoor.
Yes.
So I'm excited to see her in that. Like, it will not be running and working out, but I guess she got that done here. So I'm excited to see her. I'm just not excited to see her overacting. I'm not excited to see her in roles like this. I feel like it brings out the worst in her.
Agreed. So so in terms of music, there wasn't much. There's probably one song. I mean, you know, there wasn't enough anyway in the movie because it was all about her getting angry and mad. What's the rating you would give it?
I would give it a 2 on 5.
Yeah, similar. So I would give it a 2 on 5 as well, just because it was. I wouldn't say it's a theater watch at all.
No, not at all. So we're going to make you hear a song from the movie because we watched it, so now you have to listen to it. And come back after this, and we will review Sing Is Blink.
मन कर रहे हार्ड को हमें डैडी को सुला के अपनी मम्मी को पटा के आ जाऊंगी तुझसे मिलने ड्रेस मिनी वाली पाके जानू कुछ भी तू कर मुझे नहीं रहना घर बेबी मुझे मेरे घर से उठा ले ला 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 मुझे मेरे घर से उठा ले जानू 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 आज रात का सीन बना ले जानू सीन बना ले जानू सीन बना ले जानू सीन बना ले जानू आज रात का सीन बना ले
Welcome back. This is the last part of our show. So reviewing Sing Is Blink. So it released 2nd October. It's got Akshay Kumar, Amy Jackson, and it's directed by Prabhudeva, which, by the way, the poster has had Prabhudeva's face. So I thought that I might see a glimpse of him.
Nope, no glimpse of him.
But not that I would go for a movie for Prabhudeva. But regardless, so it's obviously, you know, it's within the franchise of Sing Is King, I guess. I don't think they're related as much. I don't know if Raftaar Singh was in the other ones, but in this one, the premise is he is a good-for-nothing guy. The father gets annoyed with him, sends him to Goa to work in his friend's casino, where it goes back and forth from Goa to Romania, where he meets, you know, where he's trying to save the girl of the film, which is Amy Jackson. There's also Lara Dutta, who plays a decent role, actually. She's a translator because, obviously, Amy Jackson does not speak Hindi because she's from Romania in the film. And he and, obviously, Akshay Kumar does not speak English because he's a Punjabi and he doesn't know how to speak English. So Lara Dutta plays his translator.
Yeah, so I thought it was fine. I mean, it was hard for me to get through just because I don't like the movie. I thought the jokes were very slapstick, very stupid. There were talking cows in it. Like, it was just hard for me to get through because of, you know, all of these, like, funny comedy, Hindi comedy stunts that they keep doing. It works, you know. It's something that people will watch. It's light, it's easy, breezy. Amy Jackson wasn't horrible. She had a stoic face for the most time, but I think she was supposed to play a stoic-faced girl. And she's kind of, you know, like a badass woman. She could fight and everything, which is interesting. And Akshay Kumar was hilarious. Like, and I've said this in my last trailer review, but it's easy to see him in these roles as opposed to Salman Khan, who can't carry comedy. Akshay Kumar can carry slapstick comedy, and he did. So
yeah.
I think it was okay.
Yeah, so I actually didn't mind it. So I actually liked it better than Jazba. Again, if I was a fan of the franchise, I would see this being a hit, which, by the way, in the box office, it's doing well. I thought Akshay Kumar actually looked really great. He looks lean, tall. He looks, you know, easy on the eye. Obviously, there's some random things. Like, when he sees his father, he squats. I don't understand. Like, there's some random, you know, slapstick humor that is in there that doesn't make sense. I did kind of like a little bit of the Eve teasing's message. I know it was hidden in there. A couple of scenes where Akshay Kumar kind of, and Amy Jackson really, talk a lot about Eve teasing or kind of make a stand on it. So that was good because that was the only kind of message in the whole film, and that kind of got hidden, but I thought that was interesting that they would even go there. But other than that, I thought Amy Jackson actually was fine, and she actually, this was a good role for her. You know, it worked, it kind of worked with her skin tone, the way she talks, as well as, you know, the fact that she could do some action. So, liked it.
I noticed the teasing thing. That's one thing that I just want to talk about. I noticed it and I was like, oh, cool. But, you know, like, the film was teasing all the women.
Yes.
For example, like, when they first introduced Amy Jackson, there was like this full shot of her lips. And then a full shot of her nose and lips. Like, you know, it was just, I just felt like it was just hypocritical for them to say all of that and then, you know, treat these women as just like objects. Like, they're just a camera's eye. So anyway, I was not impressed by that. I felt like, I don't know why a lot of that is doing this. Like, today is my day of disappointment and all these actors that I like doing shitty stuff. But I just don't know why she did it. I guess I haven't seen her in movies, but I feel like she's doing well with her life. Like, she's, you know, with someone, and she's doing a lot of side stuff, like modeling stuff and like social event type stuff. And I just feel like acting has never been her thing, actually. And I don't know why she's taking, even if she is taking up acting, why she's taking up these random roles. But yeah, I felt like the movie worked as a whole for the audience that it was supposed to be working for. And the numbers say that.
Yes. So I would actually give it 3 out of 5.
I think I would give it a 2 out of 5 too. I did enjoy it better than Jazba just because I knew what I was getting myself into. But like,
yes.
I draw my line at talking cows.
So this is the end of the episode. Thank you for tuning in. We will be back in 2 weeks with the Shandar review. Is that correct?
Yes, and we can't wait to review that movie and watch some good Hindi movies.
Great. So thank you, everyone, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
काहे को होता लाल पीला
रामसिया की यह निराली है।